The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is predicting an above-average Atlantic hurricane season, which starts later this week. Warmer-than-average water temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean, a continuing La Niña, and strong African monsoons are expected to foster somewhere between 14 to 21 named storms. Stephanie Zick, an assistant professor in the Department of Geography at Virginia Tech, says in the past 5 years, 55% of hurricane fatalities were related to inland flooding.
So these are not just coastal hazards. They move inland and produce a lot of rain. And so that's why it's good to follow the forecast after landfall. Continue to see if it's going to be a threat for your area.
While the Roanoke Valley is far inland, Zick says this area isn't immune to the effects of a hurricane.
Any storm that tracks inland can potentially bring us a lot of rain. If we get sort of upslope winds, and that can really enhance the rainfall in our area. So it's good to just stay on top of the forecast and see if there's anything like that that could happen.
The NOAA says it expects 3 to 6 of what it calls major hurricanes, storms that reach Category 3 or higher, to develop in the Atlantic Ocean this year. Camden Lazenby, WFIR News.